So I realized soon after I made the last video I released that I kind of offhandedly mentioned that I had deleted all of my social media.
Without having social media now, I actually deleted it.
And what I meant by that was not that I deleted the apps off my phone. I meant that I've permanently deleted all of my social media accounts, which is kind of an insane thing to do for somebody who runs an online ministry. So I thought that I would make an entire video here explaining my whole rationale for being completely off of social media. Hopefully this is helpful to you if you're someone who's thinking about maybe being off of social media entirely. I have now done it and I'm glad I did. And let me explain why. On December 16th, 2023, I deleted all of my social media accounts. And while that move might sound rather drastic, it was not rash. It wasn't something I decided hastily. And in this video, I want to explain how I, as a Christian, came to the conclusion that I wanted to get rid of all of my social media accounts. Me making this change is not without its consequences to me. I am an author. Every book proposal I've ever submitted, they've asked me, well, tell us about all your social media following. By deleting all of my social media following, I have maybe jeopardize my ability to get future book contracts. And I will just emphasize again, I run an online ministry and I have decided not to use social media for an online ministry. And people scratching their heads looking at me like, I don't understand. All that is to say, the stakes for me quitting social media were not low, they were high. And so it took a lot of convincing to get me to make this decision. So why the change of heart? Why I finally quit social media? So this decision really followed a trajectory of me first trying to moderate my usage of social media, trying to think about how do I have it both ways? How do I leverage the good parts, but like limit the downside? But eventually I just had to reckon with the fact that social media was hindering my potential for being as faithful as I possibly can. To me, that really is the whole thing. I want to faithfully steward this life, the little time the Lord's given me to run this race with excellence. And I feel like anything that is a hindrance to that, I want to remove it. And that's why I concluded that, at least for myself, these costs, these hindrances with social media actually outweighed the potential benefits of staying on. So the first one was social media was a hindrance to my focus. So I want to live a life of faithfulness. I want to walk in the good works that the Lord has prepared for me in advance to walk in, right? Ephesians 2:10. I want to be an effective steward of my short life. And this requires focus. It requires me not to get distracted. I mean, Paul writes to Timothy, you know, a soldier isn't involved in civilian affairs. Like you have to be single-minded focus. And social media is an enemy of focus. And it's by design, right? The goal of social media, of the companies, is to keep you on their platform for as long as possible, right? We all know this. And the algorithms are getting better and better by day. And for whatever potential benefit social media might offer you with one hand, I feel like it takes it away with the other in focus from you. You're just divided, your attention is spread out. The second reason I decided to quit social media is I felt like social media was a hindrance to my joy. Life obviously is like full of ups and downs, and you fight to have joy in the midst of all the trials and tribulations you face. You're fighting to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus Christ in the midst of circumstances and discouragements. But I found that there was one thing that really doesn't help me fight for joy, and that is when my social media feed is backing up like a dump truck and just unloading 7 metric tons of discouragement on my timeline every day. Third, social media was a hindrance to worship. So a lot has been written about addiction and social media. They've designed it as this casino where the currency is your attention, and it's designed to keep you pulling that lever, right? It's designed to addict. You think back 5 years even, and you're like, I didn't use social media that much. And now you're like, why am I constantly scrolling? Like, what even is this? It's they've gotten better at hooking you. As I argued back when I wrote my book on video games, addiction problems really are worship problems. It's an issue of the heart. And Christians, we joke sometimes about being addicted to our phones or to social media, but it's not really a laughing matter, is it? You know, the God who called us to love him with all of our heart, soul, strength, and might, he meant that. And when you have an inordinate amount of time being spent on whatever it is, what you might call an addiction, there's a heart problem there. Your affections are misaligned. And a part of you is satisfying itself in that thing with something that you ought to get from God. So for example, you might be looking to social media for affirmation, right? Which you ought to get from your identity in Christ. You're hunting for something, you need it. And there's something has gone wrong in the heart when that happens. And the other aspect of this is the problem with what we call addiction is that we are submitting ourselves to another master who is not the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 6:12, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. And so you might insert, you say, social media is lawful for me. It's okay if I use it, right? It's not sin to use it, but is it helpful? For me, I'm like, no, it's not. Social media is lawful for me, but am I being dominated by it? Is it taking over to such a degree that it's actually a problem? It's an addiction? Then it's not good. I want to put it behind me. So with social media, I found that I was just wasn't in control of how often I was using it. And this I recognized was ultimately a worship problem. And so it had to go. The fourth reason I quit social media is social media was a hindrance to holiness. So we're called to be holy as he is holy, right? We want to be being sanctified, expelling sin from our life, turning it over to the Lord. And yet we put ourselves in the way of temptation through social media more often than we realize. Lust is an obvious one, but there are also many other sins that social media tempt you to that are no less serious. They're still sin. For example, the temptation to discontentment or the love of money, right? If all you see is photos or stories of people who have what you want, it's hard to keep an attitude of contentment. You know, you're thinking about, oh, I wish my house looked that way. I wish I had that car. Or it can manifest in full-on covetousness, which is like an unlawful desire for something that's not yours. It's actually one of the Ten Commandments. I think that we all sort of feel the effects of this, the temptation to sin when you're on social media, but we don't identify it for what it is. What I mean is you scroll social media for a while and you come away feeling kind of like yucky. You're just like, oh, like, I'm not glad I did that. Maybe. The reason you feel yucky after you spend 30 minutes scrolling is because you spent 30 minutes scrolling temptations to sin in your heart, whether it be lust or covetousness or discontentment or love or whatever it is. What if that's the problem? And you're just putting yourself in the way of those temptations. We're told to flee temptation. Yet with every swipe, we're willingly subjecting ourselves to these things. And I hear it now because people say this. They say, well, you should need to exercise self-control. But again, that's not what Solomon said. I agree, self-control is important. But he says, don't go that way, son. Don't put yourself in the way of temptation. Yes, you have to exercise self-control when temptation comes upon you. But why are you willingly walking into it? And I think social media exposes us to a lot of heart sin temptations. At least it does for me. So that's why I quit. And the fifth and the final reason I quit social media is social media was a hindrance to eternal mindedness. Social media has a way of magnifying the insignificant. And the older I get, the more I'm interested in investing myself in things of eternal value, things that last. And in social media, it favors the ephemeral over the eternal. And it trains you to dwell on trivial stuff instead of lasting stuff. You know, today's controversy seems like this huge deal. Did you hear what so-and-so said? Blah, 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 blah. Who cares? It's not going to matter tomorrow, much more a year from now, much more 10,000 years when you're in heaven. I want to think in terms of eternity. I want to invest in relationships with real people in real life and not fall for this deception that the people that are following me on social media are the same as people that I have a relationship with in real life. Doesn't mean it doesn't matter, but it's just not the same. And I'd rather, I have limited time, limited focus. I want to focus my energies on stuff that has eternal significance. When am I going to have the time to think the big thoughts about God, like I said in the last video? It's not going to be when I'm on my phone. And so less social media, I think, will help me be more eternally minded. So maybe you found this video because you're thinking, maybe I should quit social media. One thing I wish someone had told me, I'll tell you. You are allowed to quit. You're allowed to quit. I remember when I was in high school, I was running cross country and track, and I'd gotten into it because I wanted to be in shape to join the basketball team, and then I didn't make the basketball team. I got cut, but I kept doing cross country and track the next year. And then I was at my physician's getting my physical, and the doctor was making small talk. He's like, do you like cross country? Do you like track? I said, no, I hate running. And he goes, why are you doing it? I said, I don't know. I just keep doing it. He said, why don't you quit? It didn't occur to me. Quitting was an option. I didn't like it. It wasn't helpful. Why am I doing it? And if you're in the place where you're like, social media, I don't like it. It's not helpful. I'm here to say, you can quit. You have the option. You know, you're not obligated to be on social media as a believer. And I get it, because you think, well, maybe I am. And this is some of the arguments that I hear from people. And I've said these things to people, right? You know, you're Christian, so you have an obligation to be a positive influence on social media. You don't. You don't. You don't have to be everywhere. You don't have to do every type of ministry. You're not required to be on these platforms, especially if they're a hindrance to your faithfulness. Am I glad that other ministries are using social media to reach the lost and resource Christians? Yeah, definitely. More power to you. But am I obligated as a believer, or even as someone who runs a ministry, to participate personally in every type of ministry that there is, including social media ministry? No, I'm not. I mean, you just look at the passages about the body of Christ. One body, many members, were called to different things. You don't have to do everything. And this took me a super long time to come to terms with. So I just want to say it to you. If you're thinking about quitting social media, you are allowed to. You have permission. If it's proving to be a hindrance to your faithfulness, you're not obligated to stay. Some might even argue that you're obligated to leave. Because here's the truth. I'll leave you with this. We have such limited time. And I, for one, want to produce work that lasts. I want to meditate on what matters. I want to live a focused and faithful life. And in my experience, social media, for all its many benefits, stands opposed to those goals. So I will willingly forsake social media's potential benefits in favor of a life of depth and focus and faithfulness. And I'm not going to apologize for that.